I mean, think about that. There's more people alive today than have ever died. It's a true fact. I mean, we have an exponential population growth in the world. That means we should have a boatload of new customers, right? Well, so here's our world production, consumption, and prices. It's not exponential. It's trending up a little bit, but not going near exponential. So I guess we need our marketing guys to do a little bit more work, but this is concerning, though. So we have population explosion, should have boatload of new customers, production's increasing a little bit, yet what we're looking at here on the right is this is the discounts, or the, actually it used to be a premium, right? We used to get a premium on the international market for having some of the cleanest cotton in the world, okay? 5 cents a premium per pound, okay? And now it's down, and that was in, 2015. So we were just starting to get a bunch of round modules into the system, right? And now we're down minus 2 cents. You know, it would have been bad if it would have stopped at zero, but it's still going. It's still going negative. I mean, this is not good. I mean, Vicky shared a story with us that she was talking to a textile group in Asia, and they were actually talking about buying cotton from Mexico instead of the U.S. And the reason being is because they think it's cleaner and they can get a better price on it. So that, I mean, having the cleanest cotton and getting a premium is great, but when you lose that premium and you lose your reputation for having some of the cleanest cotton in the world, it's a serious issue. And our Cotton Inc. economists can't nail it down to all of it being tied to plastic contamination, but they're pretty sure that a good chunk of that is plastic contamination. I would bring your attention to this side over here. What in real world values at the farm gate, you're talking about $10,000 of lost revenue per 1,000 acres. So for a big grower who's growing 10,000 acres, that's $100,000 a year out of his pocket. I mean, that's, in 5 years, that's almost a harvester, right? I mean, that's a lot of equipment. $750 million annually lost to the U.S. every year to this contamination. Well, not all to the contamination, but a good chunk of it. One of the things we see getting into a lot of trouble in the gyms is when you get, like custom harvesters putting together oversized round modules, and then they don't fit the truck, and then the wraps get chewed up in the truck and get offloaded, especially if the gin yard has a smaller module truck, I mean, then it just becomes a mess at the gym. So having communication with custom harvesters and things like that not to create oversized modules is probably a good idea, too. Certainly, we got into a situation in one of the commercial gyms that we're working with, and it was literally raining plastic at the gin stand because they got into that similar situation. This is we put together a open source module feeder camera system, and this is our some of the test results we got from it. It's a simple system. It just uses a cheap IP camera. We put some air over the intake to keep the lens clear. And then we just wrote some open source software to view the images. And we also tied it into the PLC so we could pause the floor. We don't stop the floor. We pause the floor. Because nobody wants to stop, right? This is some of the plastic module wrap that gets on the rollers. One thing we noticed is that the gin that we put this in, they were extremely conscientious about getting this off when they saw it. And so we think it's a real advantage to have these systems in there, and so we're encouraging everyone to put them in if you can. And we will help if you need any guidance or anything. We're going to put a kit together, put it online, so you'll have a kind of like a step-by-step, the blueprints for everything, and the open source software. And this, we had the luxury of having some experimental blue wrap and some pink wrap, all in the same deal, which was, luckily it didn't stay on there very long. So, in addition to this, we're putting in cooperation with TAMA and Deere, We've been putting a feeder, we put a feeder RFID system on there from John System, and we were able to notice how this stuff is happening and try and get some diagnostics as to help prevent this stuff from happening in the future. Switching gears, the plastic contamination work that we're doing is we're looking at creating some low-cost machine vision systems that are using very cheap sensors, basically based on your cell phones and your cell phone processors. And what we ended up doing was we initially looked at IR, but IR was so expensive that it just kind of pushes it out of the price range for practicality for a cotton gin. So we opted to go with these systems. And what we ended up doing is putting in each one of these boxes, we've got a processor and a computer vision system, so they're standalone. And when you do that, that means you're going to have a boatload of computers in the system, in the gym, that you're going to have to maintain and service and set up and everything else. So we're, part of the software design was to design to help us get through that and make it more practical. Underneath, we have a bunch of solenoids that are connected to air knives. This setup right down here are air knives that are underneath. This is the feeder apron, the tail end of the feeder apron flipped upside down. And one of the things, since you have so many different computers and systems out there, you need some way to verify that the thing is. Oh, sorry about the video. Okay, well, I guess we'll go on. Anyways, you need some way to basically calibrate the system. And so that painted stick is a way to go ahead and, you know, verify that the each camera is working and working correctly. And this right here is a test that we ran at our Meadow commercial gym with our system. And what we did with this one is those red targets that are coming down is we used module paint to paint actual cotton balls so we wouldn't contaminate the actual cotton gin itself. And what we noticed with this test is we ran a boatload of tests, you know, 200 or so, and the detection rate was almost 100, was basically 100%. So we were real solid on detection. But if you'll notice, the ejection system, not all that cotton is clearing the gin stand down there. And so the actual accuracy of the system in actually ejecting the system was around 82%. And the high-speed video allowed us to chase down that the reason it was only 82% was because it wasn't all of it wasn't clearing. So we've shared this information about the need for better air and things like that with our commercial partner, Bratney, who is since fixed all that, and so in the commercial system, it's working much better. One of the things going forward, I know you, the ginners out there are going, you know, if you want to tune this thing, you know, to a, not kick a bunch of cotton out on the floor, you know, not have a super wide pulse of air and cotton coming out on the floor every time you get a piece of contaminant coming down, you know, we're going to want to shorten that pulse. And when you do that, you know, it's going to be fairly sensitive to the actual velocity of the system. And so one of the things that we've been working on this year is we increased the processing speed by putting a new processor in here, and it allowed us to move from 2 frames a second of capture to 4 to 5 frames a second. And what that enables us to do is we can actually now track those particles as they go from frame to frame. So this is a sequence of frames. The top one is where it just enters the image, and then the second one is where it's moved a little bit farther and farther and farther. And then if you basically, since you know the frames per second, we can accurately track that with a computer CPU timing. We can actually get a velocity out of this. And so what we're working on right now is a way to adapt the system for automatic velocity modifications. So when you get into some low mite cotton that's dry, staticky, and doesn't want to come down the feeder apron, we'll be able to automatically adjust this in the future. These are some of the targets we actually took live pictures of. So that gin that we talked about, their pain was actually good for us because we saw a boatload of plastic at the gym stand that we were able to detect and measure. So now we have a real good idea of, as to the size and, you know, concentration of the actual particles that are coming at the gym stand, which we didn't know before. And they're actually fairly large, predominantly. This is a kind of a sneak preview for Ross's talk, who's going to be talking about our cooperative. What we've done is we've transferred our technology to our cooperators, Brattney companies, and Loomis is working with Brattney as far as the installation and the thing, and that's why Ross is talking about it, installation and service. And this is just to give you kind of a sneak preview. The guy up on the gin stand is basically dropping a target into the stream and letting it flow. It's hard to see, but if you toward where Gabe is standing in the yellow shirt, there's a little yellow target that's kind of flipping around and coming down. I don't know. It's kind of hard to see, but anyways, pretty cool to see it transfer to industry and get going. These are some of the things that were kicked out. At Meadow, we went in and we'd walk in there about once a week or two, you know, twice a week, and they'd hand us a, you know, gallon, a Ziploc bag full of plastic that our system had kicked out, which was always encouraging. This one right here at the top, that was actually, we had just gotten done with the test with, at Kent's Gen on the Brattney system and the Brattney Loomis system, and it had just kicked out two pieces of balloon right at our feet as soon as we were done. It was pretty cool. And the interesting thing about this is we're not supposed to be able to see silver because the tray is silver. And so we calibrated the silver out. The only thing the camera system is picking up on is this little bit of paint that's on the that's on that balloon there. So that was very encouraging. Similarly, this was a, you know, a clear plastic bag that was kicked out at Meadow. And the reason was is because it was able to detect a little bit of paint that was on the plastic itself. Another side benefit of it is it kicks out green sticks, which is kind of cool too. So it can definitely help improve the overall performance of the system. Of course, Cotton Incorporated has funded this project at, you know, very generously and has been very, I mean, we wouldn't be this far without their support. There's no doubt about it. And then, of course, the support from Brattney and Loomis for moving this into the commercial phase is just absolutely critical for being able to bring it to you guys. So, and that's where we're at. Any questions? No? In that case, I'm going to turn it over to Loomis and let them take care of it.